And this crowd is on its feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Flash Goodwin!
I like this kind of party, baby!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
You can't stop CJ Spiller. You can't stop him. How did he do it? How did he do it?
Let's go sometime.
There he is. Hold hands. Let's go. Check it out.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
Everybody's on their feet in the stands. This crowd has absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Hour two of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We have a very special guest on the line with us right now. On Saturday night around 6 p.m., the word started to leak out. It was made official about an hour later. Andre Reed, the Buffalo Bills all-time receiver, the newest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Andre Reed is live on the line with us right now. If you have a comment or a question, maybe you want to issue congratulations for the Bills' new Hall of Famer. Phone lines are open. 803-0550 is the number. Toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Andre Reed on the line with us. Andre, congratulations. Great news Saturday night.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thanks. It's been a I got to New York on Tuesday. Had a bunch of things to do, had a couple of obligations to do, and I mean, what can I say, man? I mean, this is it's been a long time waiting. We've talked about this for what, 9 years now.
Yep,
9 years, and I'm at a loss for words. Really, still hasn't sunk in. Actually sitting here right now. I just left New York this morning. I'm here in Pennsylvania visiting my mom and some family here before I go back to the West Coast. But, you know, what a special time, man. It's just, you know, and the class, I mean, this class that I'm going in with are just great people. Not only were they great football players, but I've gotten to know them a lot in the last couple of days. And I'm proud to be in this class. And just proud to be a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, John, when I came out there on the NFL Honors there, when I came on the stage, there was, you know, a lot of people in the stands, you know, in the audience. And my eyes fixated on two people, three people, actually, out of all those people. And it was Jim Thurman, Bruce, and Marv Levy. And I kind of picked them out. And I didn't know where they were sitting, and I picked them out of everybody in there.
Wow.
And that just shows you, man, how much it meant to me, you know, to have those guys there on my behalf, man. It was really special. And the elation and everything else, I mean, I can't even again, it's going to take me a couple more days for this really to sink in. But I'm proud to, you know, represent, you know, all of Western New York and the fans and their support, you know, for me over the years, and the Buffalo Bills organization. I mean, they've been tremendous in this whole process. And, you know, sometimes if things don't happen the way you want them to, sometimes you got to wait. My dad always said patience is a virtue, and good things come to those who wait. And, you know, I knew someday this was going to come, but you never know. And, you know, Saturday was a real special day for me, and yeah, I'll definitely cherish it the rest of my life, for sure.
Andre, tell us about Saturday, and especially late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening. How did you get word? What were you doing, and what was it like when you first got word that you'd made it finally?
Well, I was, you know, the Hall of Fame actually brought us all in there. They brought all the Hall of Famers in as a gift for the NFL Honors Show.
Right.
And we all were in a hotel around Radio City Music Hall there, and we sat in there. You know, I got to the hotel like around 3-4 o'clock, and I was going to find out by 5, between 5 and 5:30, I was going to know yes or no if I was in or not. And I was telling my family this. You know, I was sitting there and got a couple texts, and you know, my guys are like, you know, got a couple texts from some people. Actually, I got a text from Jim Trotter, who was in the room, and Jim's a good friend of mine, and he gets a vote, so I got a little text from him with a little smiley face. And then about 15 minutes later, I got another text from him. He said, "You made the final five," with another smiley face. And then about 15 minutes after that, Joe Morgan, who's a Buffalo guy, called me on my phone, and he said, hey, Andre, this is Joe Morgan from the Hall of Fame. I said, hey, Joe, what's up? And he said, congratulations, welcome to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
That was it.
What pretty cool moment, pretty neat moment. Even as it was leaking out, you probably got to really hear it from the guy, from Joe Horgerson, before you believe it, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I talked to Joe over the years about all this, and Tammy Owens, and the last couple of days have been, you know, all Hall of Fame protocol you go through, and I knew this was going to happen, you know, between because Bruce and Jim and Thurman and a couple other guys I know, Chris Dolman, John Randall, they all told me that this is the process you go through. They told me this is the process, and I said, yeah, you know, I know it's going to be pretty long and it's going to be tiring, but, you know, I think you kind of wait your whole life for this. And, you know, to be recognized as one of the best that ever did it, it's pretty special. And, you know, I want to give a big shout-out to Steve Casper because Steve really said some good stuff about me, and that's, you know, that's class. And I had a show with Steve all year on Sirius this year, and we really developed a good rapport on the radio. So, you know, I want to, you know, thank him for all the good words he said about me.
Andre Reed, the Bills' new Hall of Famer, on the line with us. Phone lines open, 803-0550, the number. Let's take a couple calls. Here is Tom in North Tonawanda. Tom, you're on the air with Andre Reed. Go ahead.
Hey, Andre, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired, but I'm all right.
Congratulations. Listen, always been a big fan, big supporter. You've seemed to have been the underdog to get in the Hall. And when I heard the leak out of the text on Saturday, I called my sister and told some friends, and I couldn't have been happier. And I have yet to watch any of the Hall of Fame speeches, any of the inductees, because that's not really a thing I do, but I will be watching when they induct you because you deserve it, and I couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Tom. Nice talk.
Thanks for your call, Tom. And, you know, he made a good point, Andre. It does seem like in your career, you know, and you came out of a little school in Pennsylvania, Kutztown, a fourth-round pick. In your career, you were always sort of fighting for respect. That extended over into this process, too, for the Hall of Fame, didn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, when in 85, D2 wasn't really big time in the NFL. I mean, if you look at all the rosters now in the league, there's a lot of D2 guys. I mean, Seattle won a Super Bowl, and there's some D2 guys on their team the other day. So I think I represent Division II. You know, there's some other guys in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Jerry Rice is 1AA, but this really opens up the floodgates for different stuff. And I'm glad to be a part of it, man. I mean, you know, my whole career has been about getting respect from my peers and all that. And I've gotten the respect from them. And this is just the validation of all the hard work and all that stuff that I've done. Look here, man, we got 5-6 Hall of Famers that I play with and a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame owner. You know, Buffalo should be just elated right now because I don't think they probably never thought that this would ever happen. And, you know, right now is going to be my job and everybody else's job in the Hall to try to get Steve in there. And we're going to do whatever it takes to try to get him recognized like he should be. So there's no doubt about that.
Andre Reed on the line with us. Phone lines open, 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Here's a call from Dave in Williamsville. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. Congratulations, Andre. It was a pleasure watching you and almost, you know, it was a privilege as well. And you kind of had me at the Cleveland playoff game where you took that pass and you just kind of shot off like a cannon and got that touchdown. And I thought, you know, this is a team that really can be reckoned with. Maybe a little bit before that, but you made an awful lot of you know, pretty good defensive backs look pretty foolish at times, including a lot of those Miami secondaries. So, congratulations!
Oh, believe me, I'll be calling Lewis Oliver and those guys next.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
It was great watching you.
Yep. Thanks for your call. We'll go to Chris in Buffalo. Hi, Chris. You're on the air with Andre Reed. Go ahead.
Hello, hey, how's it going? Congratulations, Andre.
Thanks, man.
I really felt like, in a way, that I really felt your pain over the last 3-4 years because every day during the Hall of Fame, you know what I mean, when it came time, around that time, I would be sick. And then, you know, every time, then a couple years when you got snubbed, I was like, oh, man, like kind of like ruined my whole day in itself. But this year, I even, like, early, like hours prior to the to the announcement. I watched your highlights on YouTube and everything, so I don't know if that helped out or any, but it did work, and you got in this year. So
thanks, man. Thanks
for your call. Andre, you know, we've talked to you. I know you answered questions over the last few years about the logjam at wide receiver. Do you think that really existed? And do you think that had, you know, was it just time when they put in Chris Carter last year and maybe now? Yeah. Do you think that was what was at play over the last few years here?
Well, I mean, you know, hindsight's 2020 right now. I mean, of course, you know, there's so many worthy guys that deserve to be there. You know, guys before me that are on the ballot and they never get to pass the final. They don't ever get to 25. I mean, guys like Sterling Sharpe and Henry Ellard and Irving Fryer, Jimmy Smith, Rod Smith, all these guys that are, you know, such great players that they don't even get the recognition that they deserve. And it's sad. It is sad that, that those guys, you know, deserve to be there and they may never get to the final. They never may get to 25. And for me to be in the position I was for, you know, 8 years in a row and then be in the final 10 four out of the last 5 years, you know, I'm a receiver. I know all those stats. So it's a travesty that those guys get, you know, they get passed over because of, you know, the way the game has changed and everything like that. And the logjam is going to continue.
Yeah.
So the next guy really should be Tim. Tim Brown should be the next guy in line because that's my era. You know, I think Marvin is in a different era, you know, with T.O. and Moss and Isaac Bruce and Hines Ward and all these other guys are going to be coming up. It's going to be even more difficult, I think, for them guys when they're going against each other than it was for me, Chris, Tim, Jerry, and Michael Irvin going against each other because the game has changed so dramatically to more of a passing game that, you know, what is going to be the criteria to put a wide receiver in there? So,
yeah, good point. I was worried that might happen. You know, Marvin Harrison's numbers are so big that you worry that some guys in that room might just look at the numbers and
yeah,
vote
and
that way.
Yeah, there probably was guys that looked at his numbers. But, you know, my line of work was totally different from anybody that was on that ballot.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a different knack of, you know, what I did. That was it.
Call
and
here.
I've been recognized for it.
Yep. Mike in Buffalo has a thought for Andre Reed. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, first off, I think Cam's going to be packed this year because anyone who didn't make the earlier Halls of Fame for the Bills, with the exception of Steve Tasker and who knows when they're going to put him in, I don't see a Buffalo Bill going in there the next 20 years. So I think it's going to be pretty busy there. But Andre and Murph, I want to ask you guys both. They always compare quarterbacks by numbers. You know, Warren Moon threw for 50,000 yards, including 10 in the CFL and all that stuff. But it's the receivers that make those yards. So why is there discrimination against wide receivers? They're the ones making the good number.
Do you think there is discrimination against wide receivers, Andre?
I don't know, man. You know, again, you can say whatever you want. There's 23 guys. You know, Chris Carter yesterday, you know, he was at the little luncheon we were at, and he kind of briefed us on what, you know, what to expect and things like that and what he went through last year. And, you know, there's only 287 guys right now, 160 that are living. So out of 25,000 players that ever went through the league in 95 years or 94 years, there's only 287 that get that distinction. So maybe somebody might say that it's a discriminatory thing. I never said that. In all the years I've been up, I never said, well, they discriminate against the wide receivers. You know what? That's the way they do it. Hey, sometimes if you want to respect it, cool. If you don't, you know, I never really said anything about it. I can't do anything about it regardless if I say anything or not. So I just let the process take its own, you know, its own road and go with it that way.
Yeah.
You know, right now, because I'm in there, I'm not going to say, well, yes, it is discriminatory. Because I don't believe it is. I think they have they got a hard enough task just to whittle it down to 15 guys, no matter what position it is. It's hard, man.
Yeah.
NFL Hall of Fame, it's hard to get in.
Don't you think it should be hard to get in, Andre?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if it isn't hard, then you know we wouldn't be talking and discussing it like it is.
Right. One more call here. We'll squeeze in one more for Andre Reed from Tom in Niagara Falls. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
Congratulations, Andre. I just wanted to ask one question. Did you, playing in the NFL and as well you played, have any impact on your college for recruiting players?
You mean did
that question?
I think you want to know if your playing in the NFL helped out Kutztown State as far as
I definitely believe that. That's a good question because you know Kutztown is that little small school in Pennsylvania. There's only three or four players that ever came out of there and went to the NFL, and me and John Mobley, Doug Dennison, Bruce Harper, a couple other guys have some stints in other places, but. It probably has. You know, I haven't gotten a call from them yet because, you know, it's kind of relatively new here. But it probably has in its own little way. In what manner, I don't know. But, you know, this could be better recruiting. You never know.
Andre, you have done a little bit of coaching over the last couple of years in college all-star games in the month of January. Do you see yourself as a coach in the future? I mean, now you've got almost a part-time job with this Hall of Fame thing this year, but do you see yourself continuing on with a little bit of coaching in the future?
John, I actually do because I really enjoyed myself in California out here where I live at the NFLPA Bowl. I really enjoyed myself in a couple other bowl games that I've been in. And I really enjoyed myself in Kansas City last year,
right.
You know, with Andy Reid and his staff, being back in the pro game as a coach and as a player. I'm sure if I want to pursue it, I can do that. Right now, I wouldn't say it's on the back burner, but it's definitely a possibility. I'm sure I'm going to be busy within the next 7 months here to prepare for Canton in August. But, you know, the door is open, so it's just, you know, Canton opened up, and this other door is going to open up. So, you know, I always say when one door closes, another one opens up. So I'll just have to see if that's really what I want to do and what's the best situation.
Have you given any thought to who your presenter might be, Andre?
You know what, John, I did. And I talked about it. Actually, today they were passing out sheets and stuff. And I was like, well, I got a feeling I want to know who my presenter is, so I told them. And, I'm sure he's listening. He might be listening, and I think you probably know who I'm talking about. So I probably will make that decision within the next week or so. And, you know, he's really high on the list, and he would be great.
I won't start guessing because I think I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Last thing, Andre. You've been there at the Hall of Fame weekend before at the enshrinement ceremonies, and I've been there too. I would tell any Bills fan, and the earlier caller referenced it, it is a special weekend. And you've been there when, you know, Kelly and Marv and Bruce and Thurman and your teammates have gone in. It's a pretty cool weekend for any professional football fan, is it? I mean, it's really, there's nothing like it in professional football that weekend.
Nothing. And I really got a really good briefing of it. You know, in the last couple of days with the Hall of Fame staff and people that were in New York here at the Super Bowl, being there as a fan and then seeing I saw my teammates go in there, and I always dreamed about me one day being on the other side of that. They do a fabulous job, the Hall of Fame, of presentation of what the whole week means, what it means to the city of Canton, what it means to the fans. It is a special weekend. It's a special place, man. It's hallowed ground. And I think, you know, this August is going to be not only special, it's going to be unprecedented because you're going to have four or five guys up on that stage that played together that are all Hall of Famers. And I couldn't even fathom. I mean, if you would have asked me, is that a picture you thought you were taking? I would have laughed at you.
Yeah.
But they do a great job of presenting the whole Hall of Fame week. And I'm happy to be a part of it, happy to represent the Hall of Fame and everybody else, you know, the fans, my friends, all those that supported me over the years. It's for them, you know, it's for them. My family, it's definitely for them. Like I said, I'm here sitting down with them having dinner, and they're not even sitting on the chairs, they're still floating.
Yeah.
that's a special thing because I know they're proud of what I did and what I represent, so... And that's what makes me proud.
Well, Andre, it's a great honor. We appreciate you taking so much of your night tonight, and I was glad that a couple of fans were able to call and let you know what they think, and I'm sure that you got to kind of take a couple of deep breaths here after the last few days. We appreciate you carving out a little time for us tonight. Congratulations again, Andre. It's great news.
Thanks, man. You know I was going to get you, John, no matter what.
Thank you. Thanks, Andre.
You got it.
Andre Reed, the 10th Buffalo Bill elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And you should mark your calendar now. It's Canton, I'm guessing, from here, 3 hours, 3.5 hours at most. It's just, you know, you go to Cleveland and turn left, essentially. You should mark your calendar. Saturday, August 2nd, Andre and the class of 2014. It is a great class going in this year, obviously. They usually are. When you think about Derek Brooks and Claude Humphrey, Michael Strahan, Aeneas Williams, Walter Jones, Ray Guy. Saturday, August 2nd is the date. And you know the drill. There's a whole weekend of ceremonies. There's a parade earlier in the day. There's you know, the enshrinement ceremony typically on a Saturday evening, Saturday night in Fawcett Stadium down there in Canton. Great place and a really good weekend. And now you got a reason to go. If you're looking for ticket information or more information on the weekend itself, you can go to profootballhof.com/enshrinement. They have all the information you need about the enshrinement ceremony. But the date is Saturday, August 2nd. When Andre Reed goes in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Our thanks to him for joining us. And can you imagine what the last few days have been like for him since he got the word on Saturday afternoon? Can you imagine how many calls he's had from well-wishers, text messages from friends and acquaintances, people looking for this, looking for that, interviews like this one? We really appreciate him taking the time out and doing that for us tonight. When he finally gets to go to his hometown in, Allentown, and kind of relax with his family, and then he comes in and does 15, 20 minutes with us on the radio show. We really appreciate that.